quickly fell in love and married the following year. The pair was soon blessed with children. McKenna was their first, a beautiful, compassionate girl who loved her job as big sister to new baby Zachary, a true bundle of joy with a bright smile. The two were joined by Nicholas, a boy full of fun, full of life. They were a picture-perfect family, but Robert and Melissa knew they had more love to give. There was another child meant to be theirs. In January 2003, the wish came true.
All these months of waiting and preparation come down to this right here, right now. We're gonna be a mommy and daddy again.
I'm so excited.
Elena was adopted from her homeland, China, and immediately embraced by her loving family. That was the beginning of 2003. 8 months later, their family would be forever changed in a blink of an eye.
Our minivan became trapped on the freeway. The raging water was too strong to attempt to carry four children safely away. Our children were screaming and terrified.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
I could not possibly stand before you this Sunday morning in this vertically upright position if it weren't for my faith, if it weren't for God's word. Now, my faith didn't just evaporate or take away the pain. It still hurts. I still cry. I still grieve. I still look up at the stars and whisper their names. I still trust God. I still run to his word. Like the words of King David that said, I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Just like Abraham kept his mind on God's word and his command, no matter what happens in life, always keep your eyes focused on the cross of Christ, on Lord God and Jesus Christ. Christ is in your crisis. No matter what happens, look for Christ in the midst of your crisis and situation and circumstance. He is there, and he was with me, and still is even now, even providing a beautiful gift, a little miracle, a picture of our family that was on our camera, in the wreckage of our minivan. We somehow developed that roll of film, and it came out in this beautiful picture. I have it on a beautiful bookmark I'd love to give to each of you afterwards, just so you can see a miracle, perhaps share with someone else who needs some hope. How do we do it? We probably all know it, but do we do it? Two simple words. God just says, trust me. Trust me in your times of trouble. Trust me in that contradiction. What happened to my family and me was a contradiction. It didn't make sense. We were a God-fearing family. We were going to church. We were raising our children in the Lord. We were tithing everything. And yet, why? How did this happen? I can't explain it, but I still trust God. Trust God in your times of trouble, and he'll do two things. He said, number one, I will rescue you. I will. Some way, somehow, I'll rescue you. He rescued my family that night. They got to go to heaven. And who's more blessed? I was tumbling in water as well. I felt like we were all going together. I was ingesting the floodwaters. I was drowning and dying. But somehow I was washed ashore. By God's grace, here we are in Archbold, Ohio, this beautiful Sunday morning, August 2025. I can't explain this. This is God's doing. God is God, and I am not. Either we trust him or we don't. I will rescue you. That's number one. Number two, he says, and you will give me glory. Glory. God wants to bring glory through your story. Out of your mess, God can bring forth a message that perhaps someone else needs to hear. That's what I did my best to do, was just starting to share God's glory through our story as people just like you and all around the country started inviting me to come and to share. I began traveling around the world, here to India, after that tsunami in 2004 when hundreds of thousands died in the turbulent waters. I've been to Haiti, right next to the Dominican Republic, and I so appreciate the ministry of the Suwans and what they've done for many years with the people of the Dominican Republic. I've been to Russia as well and ministered to orphans there. Because when you look in the eyes of those you serve, I'm sure that Jason and Becky can, and their children can attest to this. When you see the eyes of orphans, you see their heart, it'll change your heart. It'll help transform and heal your heart. And through my passions for these orphans, I began a foundation I call the Mighty in the Land Foundation, with a big vision to sponsor begin at least 5 orphanages worldwide and honor my 5 heavenly family members. And one by one, God's been bringing that vision to pass. In 2006, we dedicated the first one in Russia and called it the Melissa Home. Then Rwanda, Africa, the McKenna Home. In India, the Zachary Village. In Uganda, Africa, the Nicholas Home. In downtown Beijing, China, Alina's Home. In Uganda, Africa, Hope Village. In Haiti, Joy Village. In Kingston, Jamaica, the Bethlehem Home. In Emmanuel, India, just last year, the Rogers Rural Health Center. It's like an urgent care clinic where they treat people's medical needs and also share the gospel with them. Faith makes miracles. None of this made any sense, but God can do amazing things if you'll trust in Him even through your contradiction in life. And by God's grace, we've granted or given over $600,000 to care for orphans and special needs children around the world. We've helped to sponsor over 8 orphan homes. That's a contradiction because I don't understand these numbers. I'm pretty good at math, but I don't get it. It's way over my head. It has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with God. I'm so honored to be a part of your lives. I've also been very honored to have partnered with Focus on the Family as I scraped out the walls of my heart and put them on the pages of this book called Into the Deep. These are available if you need them. They're available to anybody for anything, even for free. If you need it, you can have it. It's helped change the way people live their life. Why? Because it's full of the Word of God. It's full of Scripture. That's really what will change your life. I also wrote a book about how to pass a test. Because, you know, Abraham was tested by God, right? And life is full of tests. He doesn't want us to fail a test. He wants us to pass the test like Abraham did. So these are available if you need them as well. Right after my family died, into the camera, I said these words, I have no regrets. And so I wrote a book about how to live a life of no regrets, 7 steps to no regrets. It'll help steer your life at least in the right direction. And people have asked me, Robert, how did you get through it? And so I wrote a book about how to rise above, how to heal the hurts and overcome the worst. Because when you're that one going through the valley, it's the worst. When it's you laying down your Isaac, it's the worst. And so I pray this will be a help to you. It's full of Scriptures. Every one of the books I've written is full of Scriptures. I wrote a book about purity as well. Because with all the technology of this day and age, it's more and more difficult for people to stay pure. How to get pure and stay pure with God, with others, and with yourself. And I have a great passion for families, especially for fathers. And so just recently I finished a book about fatherhood, how to father your family and responsibly raise godly children with no regrets. So again, these are available to anybody for anything. You can even mail me something if you'd like. If I never hear from you again, that is fine. I trust you. I trust God. These all belong to Him. And so I've been in full-time ministry now for almost 22 years by God's grace. If I can be a help to you or anyone else, please be in touch with me. There's a brochure on the back table as well. If you want to pass it along, I'd be glad to share it at other churches, all denominations, from coast to coast, all across the country. So to spread the word, this ministry thrives on word of mouth. I'd be honored to come and to minister in some way. So thank you for your prayers as well. If you could pray for me, pray for the Suwan family, pray for me. I encourage you just one time a month. What's the day of your birth? Pray on that day every month, just 12 times a year. Real simple way to remember it. Those little sign-up sheet on the table if you want to jot down your name. And take for free as my gift to you one of these green wristbands. It has my motto on, to know God and to live a life of no regrets. It's a reminder to pray, but it's really more for you. A reminder to know God more each and every day and live that life of no regrets. It's a reminder of no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed as well. Faith makes miracles truly. For against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed. And without weakening in his faith, he did not waver, right? He woke up early. He didn't waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He knew God would provide. Now here's the best part. But he was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded God had power to do what he had promised. Don't you love that? That's one of the best definitions of faith in the Bible. Being fully persuaded God's going to do what he promised. See, faith says that it is so, even if it is not so, in order that it might be so, simply because God said so. Faith says it is so, even if it is not so, in order that it might be so, simply because God said so. It's like proceeding as if God is telling the truth, because he is. God will never lie. And so we have to go through life, get up early like Abraham, even raise a knife, as though God is telling the truth, because he is. Be fully persuaded God will not lie. For Lord, you've allowed me to suffer much hardship. We could probably all agree with that, right? Yes, Lord, you've allowed me to suffer a lot of tough stuff, but I love this. You will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. Isn't that good news? That's what Easter's all about, how God reached out and lifted up his own son. If he lives within you, he wants to lift you up from your contradiction in life, from your pain, from your difficulty. He's done it all through time, all through scripture. Usually when it's darkest, boom, that's when light and hope come bursting forth for the upright. Remember Job? He had it all, right? Then he lost it all. He lost everything, including all 10 of his children, 7 boys and 3 girls. But that's not the end, is it? Job continued in faith. He trusted God, and faith made miracles. Because Job was blessed not just 1 for 1. He was restored 2 for 1, doubled everything, including double the family. He had 10 children in heaven. God gave him 10 more children on this earth, 7 boys, 3 girls, much like before. And the Bible says that from Job's experience, we see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good. Don't you love that? Don't you love a good book, a good story with a happy ending? I do. God's a God of happy endings. Heaven ultimately, right? But even seasons and chapters of your life have good endings if you trust him, if you put your faith in him. And I can prove it to you. Behold miracles. In 2006, a beautiful girl in Fort Wayne, Indiana said yes to a guy like me, said, I do. Her name is Inga. And then God blessed us with a beautiful son. We named him Ezekiel Thomas. And then a gorgeous daughter we named Estella Eve. Another son we named Leo George, and a daughter named Lola Elizabeth. And 6 years after Lola, we had a son named Solomon Gideon. So now we have 4 teenagers and 1 6-year-old. So please pray for us. But God's a God of happy endings. Taste and see that the Lord is good, with the joys of those who trust in him. Faith truly does make miracles indeed. Don't wait for miracles. Your whole life, this day, your heartbeat, your breath is a miracle. Any idea who might have said this quote? Albert Einstein. Great, brilliant mind, right? Who would have thought that kind of depth or wisdom or even faith from a guy like that? Do you believe in miracles? Well, you should. In fact, life itself is a big miracle. That's right. There are so many things that are beyond our understanding, right? God's ways are higher than our ways. So many things on this planet we still don't understand. There are 2 ways to live. You can live as if nothing is a miracle, or you can live as if everything is a miracle. Who do you think said that? Albert Einstein again. It shocked me. I was amazed when I saw that. But it's so true. You can look through life 2 different ways. One that everything's a miracle, one's nothing's a miracle. I choose to see everything. That's a miracle indeed. Thanks be to God. So here's my prayer for you. That may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Why? So that you may overflow with hope. Amen. May the words of God penetrate deep within our hearts and make an eternal difference in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
is now our time in active worship response and a joy and blessing to give our first fruit offerings to God. We give back to you from the bounty you have provided to each of us. At this time, I invite our ushers forward to receive our gifts and our morning's offerings.
Please sing with me, Great is Thy Faithfulness, on page 12 of your program. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord unto me.
Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, we heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, we ask that you accept our offerings. Use them according to your eternal vision.
At this time, let us sing our closing hymn. Our closing hymn is Come Thou Font of Every Blessing. It is found on page 10 of your bulletin. And then we, after the closing hymn, we will have the spoken benediction. After the spoken benediction, we will have the benediction and song. It is, the song is Fairest Lord Jesus, and we will sing verse 4 of Fairest Lord Jesus. So let us sing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sing to flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto has blessed thee, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Close our worship together with these words. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, now and forevermore. Amen.
Now and forever.